Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hey, chappers.
Yeah.
Any interesting calls today to your mobile?
Yeah.
Anyone important ring?
Yeah.
Who rang?
Oh, I can't say.
Oh, go on.
No. It's a very private phone call.
Go on. Tell us who important rang your phone.
I can't say.
Okay.
I can't say who it was. It was a very private conversation between me and somebody very high up.
Okay. I don't know how to tell you this.
Yeah?
It wasn't them. It was actually Becky.
Really?
Yeah. She's trying to get you back.
Yeah.
For that prank you played on her. Yeah?
It wasn't this person at all.
No. Sorry.
Told you.
I know.
But this
you were convinced that you'd fallen for it this time.
I knew you'd fall for it, yeah.
Yeah.
But he offered me all sorts of things to this high-ranking person.
No, sorry, that was Becky.
Well, you fooled me.
On Wednesday, we found out that Becky was the world's worst prankster. She's trying to get you back.
But she sounded just like this person.
Well, she got you this time, didn't she?
Been practising.
Yeah. Well, I could tell.
You can hear Becky's amazing efforts after this record of the week.
Is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Oh, bless that song. Matt the Chuck has been on saying, I'm sat in my car crying my eyes out to Katy Perry. I was thinking of you. It's quite a sad song. She's going to be thrilled as well.
Why?
Got some really good news here. Paul in Aberdeen's just been on, texted to say that in Zoo magazine, Katy Perry's been voted best breasts in music.
Well,
she must be thrilled.
That's a big award for her, isn't
it? What a year it's been for Katy Perry, isn't it?
You know?
You'd be happy with that, wouldn't you? Best breast in the whole of music.
I wonder what the trophy looks like for
that. I don't know. I'm just thinking, she's going to be at the Brit Awards next week. Hopefully she'll come and share our small cupboard backstage with us.
Are we going to tell her then that she's won?
Maybe we should, if Zoo Magazine would like to give us the Best Breast in Music Award, we could hand it over to Katy Perry at the Brits next week. Because I think she would be well happy with that.
I would imagine the Z of Zoo is still the normal Z, and then the ooh is
the
turned
two,
into
yeah.
the...
Nice yeah. trophy. That. You put that on your mantelpiece, wouldn't you?
What, me?
No, I mean, if you were Katy
Perry. I'd rather not win Best Breasts in anything.
Podcast.
So, ever since Chappers played a little trick on Becky earlier in the week, pretending to be from computer support.
And you've been infected by a Trojan worm.
Becky has been vowing to get you back when you least expected it. Yeah. Didn't go so well on Wednesday. But, she tried it again today, and I think it may have worked.
Well, yeah, judge for yourself, obviously.
Now, he didn't answer the phone at first, did he, Becky?
No.
Hi, please leave me a message and I'll get back to you. Bye.
Mark, Sebastian Coe here. I'll call you back.
That's right.
I said, Mark, did you get my message? I've been trying to get through to you all day.
Yes, today she was pretending to be Lord Coe. An actual Lord off of the Olympics.
So it wasn't Lord Coe that was ringing me?
I can't believe... Yeah. Really wasn't. Okay.
Astonishing.
Here's what happened.
Hello?
Mark?
Yes?
Sebastian Coe again. Did you get my message?
What?
Sebastian Coe here. Lord Coe. I am a Lord.
Sebastian Coe?
Yes.
Wow. How are you, Sebastian? Are you running at the moment? You sound as though it's very difficult to talk.
I'm just out training. Anyway.
Oh, you're just training? What are you training for?
Just running. Anyway, enough about me.
You see, you're very muffled. Are you running in a balaclava?
Yes, I get recognised. Anyway, just getting the plans together for 2012.
Right.
And we're thinking about putting some celebrities in for some events as well as the actual athletes.
Right. I've got a friend called Becky. She's very good at the tug of war.
Is she? Now, she might be able to help us out. But what we were mostly after was you and Dave for the coxless pairs.
Why? What, do you want me to row and Dave be the cox?
Yes, all the other way around.
Well, yeah, it said the coxless pair doesn't have a cox. That's the whole point. That's not a coxless.
Well, I've got a lot to learn.
Are you really sure you know what you're doing with these Olympic Games, Seb? I've just got to go because I'm watching the cricket. All right.
Okay.
Good to talk to you.
Thank you very much. Let me know if you're interested.
Thanks. Pass my regards on to Becky.
Okay, ciao.
Really good, Becky. Really, really good. Seriously, you are the world's worst prank caller. It's official.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Not that I'm excited about the Brits or anything, but I can tell you there are. It was only 5 days, 3 hours, and 12 minutes to go before the Brit Awards 2009.
Do you have?
I'm just counting every minute, Chopper.
Are you?
Absolutely. What do you think is going to happen this year? I think it's going to be a really good one this year. I've got a good feeling about it. Yeah, U2 are playing, Coldplay, Girls Aloud, and it's being presented by Kylie with James Corden and Matt Horn off of Gavin and Stacey. That should be good. Maybe better than the Osbournes.
Oh, definitely. Mm. Good grief.
Yeah. I like the randomers who turn up to present the awards.
Do you know who's presenting this year?
I know the Hoff is doing one.
Right.
Amazing.
Apart from the Hoff.
I want to try and get him on some kind of red carpet scenario to try and interview some people. It's work in progress. That'd be quite good, I think. We're going to see him twice next week because he's going to be at the Brits on Wednesday. And then on Thursday, he's going to be coming into this show.
When's he staying at yours?
He's not staying at my house. He's in a hotel, I know this for sure.
You're so naive, thinking you're only going to see him twice. What he's going to be with you the whole time, you're not going to be able to get rid of him.
No, I'm not.
He's going to bring one of those, you know those things you put on children that attaches to the parent's wrist and the child. You need to get one of them so he doesn't stray too far.
It's going to be fine.
All sorts.
It's going to be fine.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Becky's been sent flowers.
Oh.
They're beautiful.
It's like a day early, what's that about?
Well, I didn't want them tomorrow, because that's a bit cliche, isn't it?
What?
Flowers on Valentine's Day.
No, it's just that's what happens.
No.
It's Valentine's. So I don't want my Christmas presents on Christmas Day.
No, it's
I'll
better
have them on
to
Christmas
have,
Eve, please.
It's better to have a surprise at some other time, isn't it? Rather than wake up and expect flowers.
The day before, surprise.
Yeah. I was surprised.
Hang on. Okay, you're saying you don't want flowers on Valentine's Day because it's a cliche.
Mm.
He's probably thinking if I send them on the 13th, it'll be cheaper.
No, he's not.
Oh, yeah, they are as well.
No, they are.
No, they're not.
They are, I checked.
They must be. Of course they are.
They're a lot cheaper.
No, they're not.
Seriously, up to like 50% cheaper.
I don't care. They're gorgeous.
You put a premium on sending flowers on Valentine's Day.
In that case, I admire his initiative.
Yeah, actually, you're all about the bargains.
I am, yeah.
So you don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
We're debating whether they're from her boyfriend or not.
Well, that's the other thing.
Of course they are.
No, we think they might be from Rupert Penry-Jones off of Spooks. She's had a thing for him for a while.
Yeah.
Don't start this.
Doesn't he have to have a thing?
He's not in Spooks anymore, is he?
He's married to Dervla.
Let's start a beef with Dervla.
I don't want to start a beef with the woman from Ballykiss Angel.
I do.
Is he married to the woman from Ballykiss Angel?
Yeah.
And I don't want to beef with her.
Why?
Well,
I think it'd be funny. What a feud that would be. Becky off Becky's Classifieds versus Dervla from Ballykiss Angel. That's better than
all
the,
over the bloke from Spooks.
That's
who's not in it anymore.
That's better than the 50 Cent feud.
He's not cool anymore. And I never understood the G-Unit. There's only three guys. Three guys. That kind of sucks. That's not, like, a real gang.
Are you sure they're from your boyfriend?
Yes.
What about, they might be from Kings of Leon. You'd love that.
No, definitely not from Caleb.
Hang on,
but
these
rich
flowers...
to be able to send
these,
them on
these
that
flowers now are either from her boyfriend, the Kings of Leon, or Rupert Penry-Jones.
Yes, ma'am.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.